This is Cramer Financial Talk with Jim Cramer of Cramer Investment Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jim Cramer provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. So listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Cramer Financial Talk with Jim Cramer.
Welcome back to another episode of Cramer Financial Talk. My name is Jim Cramer. If you'd like to hear more information about our show today, for listeners in Wisconsin, our Lake Geneva phone number is 262-729-4128. For listeners in Illinois, our McHenry, Illinois office is 815-331-8096. Feel free to reach out to us on our website, cramerinvestmentservices.com, spelled K-R-A-M-E-R. And while on our website, you can view and listen to all of our past podcast shows. If you're a member of Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, you can do the same as well. Just reach out to us if you have any questions, if you'd like to schedule a face-to-face meeting or a Zoom call. We're here to help. So our topic today is going to be about long-term care. The significance of it in financial planning purposes cannot be underestimated. And we're going to talk about this. But before we do, I want to introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore. Tony, how are you doing?
Oh, thanks for having me on the show is all I can say, Jim. It's great to be here. I'm doing great. I've had an amazing week. I mean, the weather, it seems like we skipped over spring and went right to summer. Up here in Minnesota, it was 85 degrees and sunny yesterday.
Man, that sounds great.
That's like August weather.
Now, was it windy at the same time?
There was a little wind, but not too bad, actually. No, okay. Not too bad.
So we're not getting that. That's pretty amazing. I don't think we hit 70 yesterday, maybe 60 degrees.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I think we're, let's see, today we're, I think we're getting close to 70. So we're catching up to you, buddy.
Yeah. I think it's going to be in the 70. Today's high is 71.
71.
Yeah, by Friday we're going to hit 80.
Oh, that sounds really good. I'm in our Lake Geneva, Wisconsin office right now, and Let's see here. The temperature right now is 67.
Nice. So, well, you have the lake effect there in Lake Geneva. Do they say that? Probably.
No,
not at all.
Well,
not
if you're all. Right by the lake, yeah, you get a little.
But extra. There is a lake there because
there is.
I have a funny story for you, Jim. Can I tell a story for our listeners and for you before we jump into the financial?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Regarding that, you know, I made a joke about the lake effect, but hey, at least Lake Geneva has a lake, right?
They do. And it's a resort town. It's very nice.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I've heard, I've seen pictures. No, I've been there. It's great. It's beautiful. So, my son and I are driving. I have to drive back down to my parents' house in Worthington, Minnesota. And you go past this little town called Mountain Lake. Every time there's a highway, you go right on the outskirts. There's a little road off the right. You can kind of see some few houses and trees, and there's a little gas station there. It's a tiny town, Mountain Lake. And I go, I said something about, Mountain Lake. And, you know, I wonder, you know, I've never been downtown there or turned off. And, Adam said, I go, it'd be nice to go look at the lake. And Adam goes, well, how do you know there's a lake? And I said, well, the name of the town is Mountain Lake. And he goes, and this is in southern Minnesota on the plains. And I go, well, the name of the town's Mountain Lake. And he goes, yeah, but there's no mountain, obviously. So they've already lied to us once. He said, and I go, yeah, there are no mountains in Minnesota, period, let alone southern Minnesota. It's flat as a pancake. You can see for like 10 miles, right? Uh-huh. With no problem. You can see the horizon. You can see to the curvature of the earth. It's flat down there. I mean, it's crazy flat. There's no hills, let alone mountains. And I'm like, good point. We don't know there's a lake there.
Oh my gosh.
We don't know. in Minnesota.
Maybe there was a guy whose last name was Mountain, and that's what it was named after.
I'm sure it was something to do with the fact that they thought the lake looked like a mountain lake, like a lake you'd see in the mountains. I don't know. Or it was caused by mountains, like, 5 billion years ago, there was a mountain. I don't know. But
that's funny.
Yeah. I go, well, of course there's a lake. The town's called Mountain Lake. And he goes, well, there's no mountain. I thought that was good. They've already lied to us once. Before you even get to the lake.
You know what, though? Maybe it makes the citizenry there feel better. Like, oh, my gosh, there's mountains
right,
here.
Right. They're just trying to attract tourism at that point.
Yeah, exactly. You got to do what you can.
False advertising. Yeah, false absolutely. Advertising. Well, hey, how have you been? Did you get out and enjoy the weather, though?
Yeah, it was really good. So the weather in the wintertime kind of coops me up a little bit more than I'd like. And so you get the warmer weather, you want to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
So in Wisconsin, nice. Similar to you, anything 50 degrees or warmer is like a wonderful day.
Yeah, you got to get out the short pants. You got to get out the short pants when it's in the 50s.
No, I'm not one of those guys.
Wearing shorts when it's in the 50s.
No. I knew some people in high school that they wore shorts every day to school, but
We have a guy here. In the office that it does year round shorts. There's always
that's
one.
That's
in every,
a tough guy in Wisconsin, in Minnesota, especially. That's
Guy. Yeah. I'll tell you what, when it hits the mid 60s and up, I'm in shorts. Any chance I get. So, well, hey, we're actually talking about a serious topic today, though. And one that unfortunately I'm very familiar with. So you said we're talking about long-term care, and a lot of people think, well, I'm not going to need long-term care.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of us don't even want to think about it.
Right.
Because it's end of life stage type of thinking. And many people come to my office and that's the last thing they're considering in their financial plan. They're considering their lifestyle and things that they want to do and how to make sure that income that they need is going to last. And then there's some other prevailing objectives that they might have. But when it comes to themselves as well, protecting the surviving spouse, especially, looking at what can you do with regarding this topic of long-term care, the government does not pay for it. And some people get confused when they look at Medicare and they see that unlimited payments towards home health care can be covered. They start to think, well, I have long-term care in my plan, but in fact, that's not long-term care type of home care. It's rehabilitative care. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about Wisconsin because each state, Tony, has a different Medicaid rule. Each state's can differ the ruling there. Most states are pretty similar, but Wisconsin's a little bit different. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time doing that.
Well, yeah. And so you're right. Every state is different, especially when it comes to how you can pay for long-term care. Long-term care is outrageously expensive. I wanted to tell you that where my mom is at, she's been in long-term care 2.5 years, Jim, and it started off at $6,000 a month. It's now the cost is $11,000 per month.
Okay. That's pretty much in line with what I was looking at today, that the average annual nursing home expense is $127,000 a year. So yours is a little bit over that. But that's still really close to the average. And then you look at assisted living centers, which are becoming very popular. That's right around half the annual cost on average. And home care can run the gamut from pretty inexpensive if you just need 2-3 hours a week to more expensive than assisted living, almost as expensive as nursing home care if that's needed. And of course, nursing home is the most severe type of care that's needed, followed by assisted living. But to me, I would want to have, if I could, ideally have that aspect of my retirement plan taken care of, because you just see these horror stories of people losing everything or close to everything when that happens.
Yeah, I think that's so, it is crazy. And people think, well, how could I even plan for that? But there are ways to plan for it. And there are a lot of options out there. And I'm sure we're going to talk about some of those, right?
Yes. And then the other thing is the case of why this should be considered in people's retirement plans is, according to the federal government, 70% of people turning age 65 will need long-term care of some type during their lifetime, 70%. Wow. So the longer we live, the odds are that we're going to need the care.
That's almost two out of every three people. And I think that a lot of people think, I'm never going to need long-term care.
And I've had people tell me that. And they just say, you know what? We're going to figure out our own plan if it ever gets to that point. Mm. And I think that's no plan at all.
Right.
Average duration of care is 3 years. But you and I both know that there's several people that are in the nursing home for years. Now, I know of people that have been in for decades because of their situation. It can even happen at a younger age. Somebody gets it and they're in a long-term care institution as long as they live, which is not very good. But you'd want to have financial means of covering it because it can be very ugly for the surviving spouse or for the children if you want to leave a legacy for them. These are things that should be considered as long as you have your other important objectives taken care of, such as your income needs are satisfied. So you've got enough retirement assets to cover your income, your lifestyle. Other important objectives should be, how do I reduce my overall tax burden in retirement? What if something happens to one individual? Is there enough life insurance coverage? You know, all of these things are important. So if you can establish all of those objectives and you still have some additional money, you know, people with seven-figure retirement plans should definitely consider long-term care. And for many people, even below that, some people, I don't recommend it because the cost is very, very expensive. But I'm going to go through various options of what people could consider to do this as affordably as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are ways to help ease the pain and the burden of long-term care. There are a lot of options, and you know, you don't want to get in a bad situation, but now my dad's in assisted living, and it looks like he'll need the full-time care soon enough himself as well. And you know, they weren't planning on this at all, Jim.
No. No, it's very hard emotionally, physically draining.
Yeah,
especially for the surviving spouse, if that person's helping out, often they want to help out and get involved, and it's emotionally draining. I've seen children quit work to take care of their parent.
Oh yeah,
and it is no day off. It is more work than what most people do for a living, without any reimbursement, and that can be. Well, I'll put it to you this way. I would not want to be a burden like that to my children if something like that were to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't want to be a burden on your kids. So it's tough, though. But I think one of the key first steps is to work with somebody like yourself and get a plan in place so you financially plan for healthcare costs in retirement and long-term care costs, right?
Yes. Yes. So I want to first talk about the state of Wisconsin and their rules for long-term yep. care. Now, Wisconsin's a little more generous than other states. Another state I do a lot of business in, Tony, is Illinois. Not quite as generous when it comes to long-term care as far as how much the surviving spouse can keep. So for couples who have over $315,000 worth of retirement assets, they can keep roughly half of that amount, which is $157,920. Now that changes each year. It's inflationary. So next year it's going to be a little higher than $157,000. But for people that have assets over that $315,000 mark, they know that that's the amount that at least the surviving spouse can keep. And then also for individuals that make less than $100,000 worth of retirement assets, they're allowed to keep, that surviving spouse can keep $52,000. And that's similar to what other states allow. But there's a little more that's allowance that's provided for people in Wisconsin as far as how much they can keep without any type of insurance. Now, once that person drains down their assets down to that minimum amount, whether it be $157,000 down to $52,000, then it triggers Medicaid. Medicaid now starts to come in and pay for the care. They're going to reduce that person's, the remaining individual who's not needing long-term care. They're going to reduce their Social Security. If they have a pension, they're going to require that a portion of that go to pay for the care. And then when that person passes away, Medicaid, each state is going to tally up how much they paid for. And then once the second spouse eventually passes away, then they're going to be going after and looking at the estate liquidation and try to reimburse themselves from that. So it does have a terrible effect towards legacy planning. If you want to gift the home, if you want to gift retirement assets, you know, each state can go after that money at that point in time. So it's not perfectly protected that you would want to have in that situation. But in Wisconsin, at least, it's still somewhat manageable, perhaps, for the surviving spouse, because most states, it'll go all the way down to $52,000. And if there's only one surviving spouse remaining and that person ends up needing long-term care, the cost, they would have to withdraw the remaining assets down to $2,000 in that situation.
Yeah, isn't that terrible? You have to have $2,000 or less, and they may let you, at that point, they may let you keep a home and a car if there is a surviving spouse, but if there isn't, sometimes they'll even put a lien on that or take that. So it's tough. I mean, we're dealing with that because my mom had been in long-term care about a year and a half. And then my dad inherited his father's farm after my grandpa passed. And now, because my mom is costing so much and they did a spend down and she's on Medicaid, the state can, they're in Minnesota, the state of Minnesota can put a lien against his farm and go after that money. Now, as long as he maintains a residence there and it's an active farm, they cannot. But the minute he passes, they'll force the sale of the farm and take it. So,
Well,
so you can't, and that farm has been in our family since it was homesteaded in 1855.
Wow.
So, Yep. So, and that's the why long-term care, Jim, is taking family farms. It's taking family-owned small businesses and medium-sized businesses because between taxes and long-term care, the children of these people can't afford to keep them.
That's right. And so some people have brought up the thought, well, eventually the government is going to take care of us through, you know, providing a long-term care national plan. And they've been saying this since the 1990s when I got started in this business, and that's not happened.
Yeah, it's not even come close.
And the government is in so much debt, I can't imagine them taking this on.
Nope.
would be incredibly expensive. And the insurance companies, therefore, it is expensive, which has priced a lot of middle America out of the long-term care insurance market. Because you've got really three different ways to fund long-term care insurance. And then there's some other legal methods you can use, none of which are pretty. But the main purpose of long-term care is obviously to protect the surviving spouse.
Right.
But also as important, if not equally, or somewhat as important, is the quality of care you can get through a insurance policy that pays for it. If you have private means of paying for it, as opposed to relying on the government, which will pay for it once you've exhausted your retirement assets. The payments that Medicaid, which is involved in doing this, reimburses these nursing homes and assisted living centers and Medicaid home health care is drastically lower than what you would get as a private payer. And therefore, you will not get as quality of care that you would want to. And ideally, for your remaining years, you don't want bare bones coverage. It's just not the way I think anybody should have to go. So looking at private sources, so if you, as long as your other objectives are met and you have other retirement assets that you do not feel you're going to need towards your retirement, that's when I will recommend long-term care coverage because the benefits way outweigh the cons. You know, for somebody who says, well, what if I don't need it? That's a lot of money to pay into a policy of which I'm not going to get anything back. Well, insurance companies have addressed that, and especially in the area of life insurance and annuities, there's ways in which to know that that money is going to be going to someone else, or even allow you access to the money to a certain degree. If you need that additional money, it could still be made available to you. But there's also this benefit of a tax-free payout that you could get, as opposed to, like so many people, they have to pull money out of their IRAs, Tony, and pay taxes on it, and then it goes to the healthcare administrators. To me, this would be a much more efficient way to do it from a tax perspective.
Sure.
And in the event you don't need it, you have funds that are available to go to your heirs or your surviving spouse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that. And that's huge. And see, there are strategies like that that you can utilize, but you need somebody like yourself who's aware of all the different options and can lay it out and see which one's going to work best for you personally. I know there are plenty of hybrid policies out there now. You don't have to have the old standard long-term care policy where you pay these huge premiums, and if you never use it, the money's just gone, right? There's hybrid policies where if you don't need it, you're going to get, you know, your loved ones will get the death benefits, right?
Right. Now, there are those who have long-term care insurance, and they're able to buy it at a lower cost than some of these other options that are made available, like life insurance or annuities. Initially Sure. speaking, that might look that way. But all too often, those policies are allowed to have their premiums raised. And they can be, especially when you might need that, it could become drastically unaffordable for you. That's where using life insurance or annuities could be a helpful way in which to pay for that cost. Life insurance has the tax-free way of doing it. And annuities, they could have a qualifying tax-free benefit. Some of these policies will just pay out additional benefits, but could be taxable. It depends on the situation, but there's so many different ways to create a plan for somebody that says, I need a policy that's going to pay for everything. That's really expensive. And the type of people that I would be talking to would be better advised to partially self-insure a portion of it, but have at least half of it or somewhat have that covered through a private policy, because it will help save a lot of those assets in times of duress, especially if that person's in the nursing home for a long time. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that other person, the surviving spouse, is able to live a quality life. And so that this person at the same time doesn't qualify for Medicaid, because that's the goal, is not to qualify for Medicaid, to preserve those assets. And if you can, there's so many people in their financial plan should include this.
Yeah. Well, that's huge. Yeah. Because if you end up relying on Medicaid, you're already in trouble, and it's just going to snowball. Like the example I gave with my family, with my parents and my dad's dad, but it really is a difference. And, you know, some people think, well, won't Medicare cover some long-term care costs? No, that's a no, right? I mean, people are confused. They think Medicare will cover healthcare and retirement, and they might think that covers at least a portion of long-term care, and it doesn't. And people say, wait, I've heard like 90 days or 100 days. That's only for transitional care after you've been in the hospital.
That's right. It's for rehab, rehabilitative type of care, where you can get better. Long-term care is when you're not going to get better. It's going to get progressively
worse. If you have dementia or Parkinson's or anything like that, you know, or you're aging out and you just have all these health issues, that's not transitional care, and that's not covered.
No, and this is not a fun topic. We have
it's
to
tough, isn't it? Yeah,
it's a brutal discussion, but it's one that's necessary. And I know all too often when I bring that topic up, because this couple that's standing before me in my office would be a good candidate for it. And all too often, you see their faces. They're like, I don't know if I want to deal with this topic. And it's really up to them. But at the same time, as the advisor, I'm going to bring up some things that they may not necessarily think about, you know, such as, well, you know, if something happens to the breadwinner early on in retirement, that could create an issue. We might need to look at life insurance. Yeah. Well, what if life insurance included with long-term care benefits? Well, those are two important objectives that could be dealt with. for the right person, but not for everybody.
No, no, that's for sure. Everybody's situation is different, as you always say, whether it's financial planning with the assets or healthcare planning or long-term care planning. But it all has to be a part of the overall plan, does it?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
I think that's huge. Mm-hmm. So Jim, there are some strategies that people can utilize, and there are tools out there. And again, it depends on their situation, but how can our listeners get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation to talk about these things? I know a lot of our listeners probably have questions about this.
Yes. I would be happy to answer any of those questions. You just call any one of our offices. If you're in Wisconsin, our Lake Geneva phone number is 262-729-4128. And if you're in Illinois, 815-331-8096. That's our McHenry, Illinois office. And then we have plenty of people out of state. I think I've told you this, Tony. I think there's plenty of people who think I'm the Jim Cramer on Mad Money, MSNBC, or CNBC.
Yeah.
And, nope, different guy.
Yeah, reality is you're much better looking than he is. I mean, that's...
Oh, wow. That's quite a compliment, man. with your stunning looks, I mean, for you even to say that, I'm like,
sure,
wow.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, Tony, yeah, anybody who has a question about this rather complicated issue, I would be happy to address it, even if you're out of state. You know, certainly each state is going to have different rules. I can look that up for you in your specific state and try to address that for you.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And I know you work with people in the area in Illinois and Wisconsin, but you also work with people from all over the place and can help answer those questions. So
I do. I have many people that retire out of state and
I'm
licensed in many of those states.
Yeah. Yep. So pick up the phone, give Jim a call. And this is the Jim Cramer, not the Jim Cramer on CNBC. This is the main Jim Cramer. This is the one you want to know. That's for sure.
Thank you, Tony.
Yep. No problem. Well, great show today. And give those phone numbers one more time before we go.
All right. So Wisconsin, 262-729-4128. In Illinois, 815-331-8096.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of Cramer Financial Talk with our host, Jim Cramer. Thank you for listening to Cramer Financial Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Jim Cramer at Cramer Investment Services. Call 262-729-4128 or visit them online at CramerFinancialTalk.com. Fee-based planning and investment advisory services are offered by Cramer Investment Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin and Illinois. Insurance products and services are offered through Cramer Investment and Insurance Services, Inc. Cramer Investment Services, LLC, and Cramer Investment and Insurance Services, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.